Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. There's a poll up on the website. You can go poll and do some polling and voting.
Yes.
And you can vote who has the biggest gambling Jones between myself, Conway, my partner Whitman, and our producer, Jerry Wachowski. So go to conwayandwhitman.com and get your votes in.
Right now, Jerry Wachowski is, Tim Conway Jr. is firmly in
yes.
the lead. I shouldn't say firmly, about 2 percentage points separate you and Jerry Wachowski.
Tim, all right.
Tim Ponies, Conway Jr. at 39%, Jerry Poker Wachowski at 37%, and then at third, Brian, I lost $15,000. Whitman at 24%.
So oh, bubbo.
Clearly, the audience thinks that you, Tim, and Jerry, it's kind of neck and neck. It's a photo finish. Within the margin of error, the audience thinks that you and Jerry have the worst gambling Jones.
Well, that's possible. I'm not going to fight that.
Because I don't see the thing is about me, I gamble in Vegas. Outside of Vegas, I don't gamble.
Right. Well, then you're fine. I enjoy going to the racetrack. I bring my kid to the racetrack. I played poker at the Commerce Casino on Saturday, and I enjoy it. But I didn't spend any money at the Commerce. That was all a free deal, thanks to the Commerce Casino and the World Poker Tour.
Right.
But, yeah, I enjoy hazarding part of my wages on the outcome of an event.
Why not?
Yes. I see nothing wrong with that. A little excitement, a little adrenaline. May keep you young. I see all those youngsters walking around Santa Anita. Everyone looks like they're 19, 20 years old.
And why do you think they look that way?
Because they have their adrenaline going. They got the rush of gambling.
Right.
Yeah, it usually look like they're about 180. All right, go to eBay as well, and you're gonna be able to. If you have the highest bid, you're gonna walk away with my old headphones that are personally signed by myself, Tim Conway Jr. I can't imagine those things going for less than $3,000.
Well, that bid is currently up to $102.50.
You cheap F's out there. Bid this mother effer up. All the money goes to Gina Grad, who's totally broke.
$102.50.
Gina Grad has $390 to her name.
Actually, you know what, Tim? I calculated it today, and we're not quite at $390.
What are we at?
I forgot I had another bill.
Oh, no.
My phone bill. So we're at about $216.
Oh, no.
Well, we're going to take care of you here because already it's at $112, and there are days to go on this auction.
Ah, Gina.
And it's not, I don't want this to be a charity case. I mean, this is a piece of radio history.
Gina, this is a charity case.
Thank you. All right, take it, though. I mean, go there. It's under Tim Conway Jr.'s autographed headphones. I imagine it's the only one out there. I don't think there's two of them. But just put in Conway and headphones. You'll see it.
Yeah.
And it's an awfully snazzy pair of Sony headphones. It's signed. It looks beautiful. I got a gray or silver pen that I signed it with.
Yep, a Sharpie.
Ah, it looks fantastic. I tell you, when I look at it at night, I feel like bidding on it. And I feel like I should bring those home.
Yeah, well, no. Let a listener who really is nostalgic for the show have it.
All right, and don't forget we also thank you guys for the ratings.
The ratings are up. They're doubled. Our ratings have been doubled in the most recent ratings report. Now, I said to Tim, when I got this great news from Tim, I said, buddy, congratulations. What do you think? And you congratulated me, which was very nice. I said, what do you think we've done to warrant doubling the ratings?
I don't know.
Because I think we kind of do the same thing every night, don't we?
Yeah, I don't know why the ratings would double, but they did. Maybe it's Gina with the news.
Maybe it is Gina with the
news.
Maybe
it's less Jerry on the air. It's possible.
Maybe it's less Jerry. I don't know what it is, but obviously we have done something that has resulted in a doubling of our ratings. So I don't know if that means, because we're not doing anything. I'll tell the audience this. We're not doing anything in particular. We're not like strategizing to do something to make the ratings double. We're just kind of doing our same stupid show. And if the ratings double, the ratings double.
They doubled up.
So I'd like to ask the audience, to be honest with you.
What do you ask the audience? What is double? That means 50% more or 100% more.
No, I'd like to ask the audience, Tim, regular Conway and Whitman listeners at 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. I would like to ask the audience, why they think our ratings have doubled in the last ratings period. I mean,
yeah, well, you can take calls if you want on this, but you know what it gets into, and you do this all the time, and I've asked you about 20 times not to do it. I'm asking you, you know, for the 21st time not to do it.
I do it all the time?
No. Let me tell you what you do. You read all the email that comes into the show.
Not all the time.
You read 99% of it?
Less, but still
95%.
About 75% now.
I probably think that's low.
That is low.
I think you probably read 85 or 90%.
Maybe.
Okay. All right. You read 90% of the email that comes in. And if you see a trend happening where they keep saying, you know, less Louis Anderson, less, you know, Rick Dees, less Larry King, you start to design your personality around those emails. And you'll come in and you go, hey, maybe I'm not going to do such and such so much, because you get affected and swayed by these emails.
So you're saying that I allow listener feedback to alter my performance.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Exactly right.
And your suggestion is I shouldn't.
It's exactly right.
Okay.
Because people will either enjoy you for who you are, but don't change for anybody.
Amen.
Seriously. Because you're the best voice guy in the business.
Oh, God love you, too.
Nobody does voices like you in the business. So if somebody says, you know, I think you're not doing enough of this, you're not doing enough of that, you'll try to placate to that and start doing more of it, and that's the wrong move.
Right.
Because then you won't naturally be you. So I would say enough with the emails.
And then we all lose, basically.
It's exactly right.
You lose my natural instincts.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a shame to change anything of your personality just because you think that somebody doesn't like it.
Some doofus in Granada Hills.
Whether it's a listener, whether it's your wife, whether it's your girlfriend, whether it's a friend of yours, anytime you change a little aspect of your personality just because somebody doesn't care for it, you start dying.
I see.
And it's a slow death, but it's a certain one.
Right.
And I think I actually got that from, because I used to read the emails on the show, but I think I actually got that from Adam Carolla.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Adam Carolla was in here one night, and I say, hey, we got an email here, and he goes, I don't read any email. I don't know, I'm not on email. And I asked him why, and he told me. And I said, you know, that's really smart. I think I'm going to adapt that. I think I'm going to adopt that position.
Mm-hmm.
And boom!
It's changed your life.
Ratings have doubled.
Yeah.
Over a long period of time, but still.
No, but we've doubled our ratings, and I just don't know why. I mean, I just don't know how. I mean, I know we do a great show every night. I know we try to do a great show every night, and it doesn't surprise me that our ratings would double, because we do, I think, the best nighttime radio show in Los Angeles, if not the best radio show in Los Angeles.
We need to go to break!
All right! Period. But, you know, I guess, but listeners are coming on board in greater numbers than before.
Now, have we survived all the other talk shows since you've started here?
Well, I've been here
3 years.
3 years.
KFI has had a change.
They have. KABC has had a few changes.
Right. KTLK of.
Yeah, they've had a few changes.
And KRLA of, I don't know what they're doing it in the evening.
I think they've had a few changes too.
I think this is the most. It's the most steady of the shows. It may not be the most entertaining, and it may not be the most, you know, the highest rated, but it is the most steady of the shows.
Yeah, our show and Loveline.
Yeah, you can always, you know, the last.
Oh no, but even Loveline, because they had a change.
Yeah, they had Adam Carolla.
Right. So we are the steadiest, most consistent nighttime radio show in all of Southern California.
Yeah, we're just you know, we're not a speedboat. We're just that big, you know, lumbering ship that crosses the ocean.
That's right.
Like clockwork, man. Every night between 8 and 11.
3 hours a night is all we ask.
Two idiots. All right. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. And we'll do this just once. I will give this to you as a peace offering.
We don't have to do
it. No, because I know you want to do it, and you want to know why people listen to the show. And it may be good once in a while, but if it gets out of control, I'm going to cut it off. I'm going to cut it the F off.
I would agree. The only question I have is, The ratings data indicates that Conway and Whitman, that we have doubled our audience.
Why?
So I'm just wondering, does this mean that you're telling friends? Does this mean that you're listening more? I mean, what is it about the show that has got you listening more to it, or has more people listening to it, to justify a 100% increase in the ratings?
520-9710, 520-9710. We're going to do this for 5 minutes, and then we're not going to do it ever again. So get your phone call in.
Well, you sound, you know, you're selling it really well, Tim. You sound real happy to be doing it. I mean, if you don't want to effing do it, don't effing do it.
Listen, don't start with me. Honestly, God, and especially when you stand like that and you get right in my face, just sit the F down and we'll do it. Just sit the Christ down.
I'm just telling you, if you don't want to do it, don't effing do it.
We'll do it because you want to do it, because you want to hear people call up and go, you know, oh, I love, you know, the Larry King. I can't get enough of that Rig D's.
We're not doing
it. These calls are probably all planted with that those, you know, self-absorbed, egotistical comments.
That I love.
Yeah, you probably planted all these calls, you jackass. All right, here's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
I may not do it.
You ruined the excitement of the ratings. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, the ratings have doubled. In your opinion, why did that happen? Peter Northridge, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
So, yeah, I've been listening to you, Conway, for years.
Thank you.
Whitman has done an awesome job. And, you know, I'll be at work, and I'll tell my friends. I'll start calling them Babu and stuff like that. And they have no clue why I call that. And they start calling me Babu. And I'll be like, hey, you guys know what? I want you to listen to this program, and you'll see why I'm calling you Babu.
Look at you. Now, do you know what that means?
Like friend.
No.
No, we use it that way.
Yeah, it's used that way, but in Italian, I believe it means moron.
Well, funny thing is, I've actually called my Indian coworker from India, Babu, and he says it means friend in Indian.
Ah, well, in Italian, it has a different meaning. I think it means idiot.
Yeah, I'm half Italian, so that works.
Yeah, but you know what? It's fun. It's because people think it's a compliment, but you're actually calling him an idiot. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling, and thanks for telling people. We could use that.
Thank you, Peter.
All right, let's talk to about Bill and Corona. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Evening, folks.
Hey.
Yeah, my theory is because of affordable housing issues, a lot of us have to commute very far.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. How far is your commute?
Commute is 55 miles each way.
Holy Christ. What does that take you on an average day?
Well, see, here's the thing. To avoid traffic congestion, I switched to second shift. So my commute is reduced from 2 to 3 hours each way to 1 hour each way. So because I'm on second shift, now I listen to nighttime
radio.
There you
go.
Here we are.
The second shifters. Now, what time do you leave work every day?
So I leave at noon, get to work by 1, and I typically cut out around 10, 10:30.
That's a great schedule.
Well, it's kind of a flex schedule.
Yeah, but I got to get on that schedule. All right, Bubba, thank you for calling. That's a great schedule. If I was back to 9 to 5 or working, you know, 8, 10 hours a day, I'd like that schedule.
Right. You'd prefer that over a traditional.
Noon to 10. I like that. I like that a lot. Richard, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. Hey. I was listening to Likas today, and he was giving compliments to Adam Carolla and Project Adam Frank and Likas, of course, and when it came down to you guys, it was like nights and weekends, you know? And I was wondering, how come you guys don't get the respect?
Well, because Tom...
No, was it who said it, though? Was it Jack or Tom?
Yeah, Jack.
Jack Silver.
Yeah, Jack Silver said it.
Well, it's always been nights and weekends, and I actually don't mind that. I was, you know, when we first started the station, you thought, well, you know, lumped in with nights and weekends. But you know what? Nights and weekends are the cool people, dude. And also, when they say nights and weekends, there's a lot of other people that can F up that you can point to.
Yeah.
You know, and you go, well, you know, nights and weekends aren't doing so well. Hey, it's that Sam Phillips, man. She's holding us back on Saturday night. Or it's that Learjet, you know. Ah, hey, we're kicking ass, but
and also,
yeah, it's that John and Jeff, or it's Leo. And
you know, if Jack's there with Tom, Jack knows that if Jack complimented me specifically in front of Tom, Tom might stop liking Jack as much. And that's a real concern of Jack, so maybe that's the reason he didn't bring it up.
All right. Dave on the 10 freeway, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, hey, what's up? You know, my station is just stuck on 97.1. That's the only reason that I listen.
Oh, so your radio's broken.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, well.
So I don't want Pittman to get too big ahead.
Okay. All right, dude. Thanks for calling.
What, I didn't say anything. All I said was what you told me. The ratings are up 100%. That's all I know. I haven't seen the ratings.
When the ratings used to be good for Seckler and I, he would always say that there were number one with men 55 to 65 who've swallowed a radio pre-tuned to 97.1 free FM. That's how we did it. All right, Guess or Jess in L.A., you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. What's up with you guys?
How are you
how
doing?
You guys been?
All right, man.
Right here waiting for the bus. Yeah, I want to hear more of Louis Anderson.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, because he's a S, you know.
Why are you waiting for the bus? Don't you have a car?
No, my broke ass. Oh, I have to go to work.
Oh, okay. Top three answers on the board. You want to play the feud?
Sure.
Let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people. Top three answers on the board. Here's a question. If you don't have a car, what are you most likely to use as your primary mode of transportation?
Bike.
Show me bicycle. Number one answer.
Yes.
Yay. Do I win something?
Come on, Jess. Let's play that feud.
All right. You get a copy of TurboTax. Wait a minute. How much money did you make last year?
Hello?
How much money did you make last year?
I don't even know.
Take a guess.
I guess less than whatever I get paid.
How much money did you get paid last year?
What's your salary, sir?
I have no idea. I haven't even done my taxes, too.
Sir, how much do you think you made last year?
A couple of thousand.
All right, then we're going to hold off on the gift for you, my brother.
Yeah.
But we're going to give you an autographed picture of Brian Whitman.
Yay!
So hold on one second. I was going to give him the TurboTax thing, but he's not paying taxes. He'd just, throw it away.
Did you hear the childlike excitement that came from
him?
Yeah,
he loved it. All right. Richard on the 10 freeway. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how we doing, gentlemen?
All right, man.
Oh, man. It's good to talk to you guys. Actually, I'm driving through the tough dirt roads of Mead Valley, California. And I actually like it when you guys do the Russian national anthem and talking about Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Oh, yeah. It's a favorite, huh?
Yeah, I personally think she doesn't have a shot. Sorry, Whitman.
No, that's okay. That's everybody's entitled to their opinion.
No, that's cool. But
why don't you think she has a shot?
In all honesty, you know, I'm prior military service, and I think I was kind of going for Huckabee there, Mitt Romney, you know, giving those Republicans a shot.
Right.
But who knows what will happen this year. I don't know. As long as they take care of the veterans, you know, just like myself.
Exactly.
But I like it when you guys do your little impersonation of Tom. I was actually going to say, hey, Whitman, Tom, can you take me out Russian national anthem style?
Here you go, Ricardo.
All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Hee